Looking to keep up with recruiting trends and headlines? You're in the right place. Welcome to Career Crossroads, the premier talent acquisition community with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
Hi, this is Barb from Career Crossroads. Let's talk about building your employment brand foundation. A recent article from Forbes magazine caught my eye. Its title is Employer Brand as a Communications Solution. What I liked about the article is that it talks about building an employer brand as a process, much like you'd build your marketing brand. See, employment branding feels like a new field, but its tactics, strategies, and challenges are very similar to those faced by marketing brand managers for years. It got me thinking, how can employment brand managers take a few pages from marketing's playbook to help meet their challenges and present a stronger, more holistic brand strategy? Well, first, you build your foundation. Define perceptions of your target market, both candidates and hiring managers, and then relate talent acquisition strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats accordingly. Now, develop talent personas to help you focus your efforts where they'll make the most impact. Let me talk about talent personas for just a sec. You might be saying, I already know my target candidates, and you certainly do to some extent. But when was the last time you asked a candidate about their job search process? Do you know their internet habits? Their social media preferences? What do they like to read? These questions can help you learn how your ideal candidate finds your company and what they want from it. They also help you create a more effective brand presence, a presence that makes your organization shine. How do you build those personas? Well, you interview new hires, candidates, hiring managers, and current successful employees. Gather demographic data and people analytics. Flesh out the personas with your own knowledge and observations. Now you have a specific target on which to focus your message, applications, and tactics. This talent persona helps you create materials that truly speak to your audience and address their concerns. When done well, the personas and the act of creating them help you develop a deeper understanding of your candidate and their primary needs. Now that you have that persona, use it to identify the issues and message points that will resonate with each persona, and make those the cornerstone of your materials and communications. That way you can personalize your efforts and make them more effective. Now that you have a firm target in mind, it's time to design a marketing plan that attracts, engages, and converts those candidates to employees. This is a chance to tie together all those seemingly disparate projects that you might have done in the past as your organization dipped their toe into employment branding. It's also a chance to hone your message and create campaigns that will make an impact. Create a content calendar and begin scheduling the work. You'll want some flexibility, but that calendar will help you stay on message, a message that you've already determined is best suited to your ideal candidate. What are you going to put in that content calendar? Digital content pieces. I'm talking blog articles, social media posts, new updated job descriptions, updated career sites, just to name a few. And each of those should meet the identified needs and match your key message points from your brand foundation. Now enlist the help of brand ambassadors throughout your company and keep everyone on the same page by sharing what you know about your brand foundation and those talent personas. Digital marketing may not cause an impact overnight, but you should immediately begin tracking key metrics related to your efforts. This is the final step, measuring and adjusting. Make a point of reviewing your key metrics at least once a month and adjust your plan accordingly. Digital marketing tactics let you be nimble and focus on the things that are working while adjusting those that are underperforming. I found that Forbes article to be a great inspiration to getting a strong employment brand foundation in place. I hope you did too. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit careerxroads.com, facebook.com, and twitter.com/careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.